Get Sleepy is a production of Slumber Studios and is made possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors and premium members. If you'd like to listen ad-free and access weekly bonus episodes, extra-long stories, and our entire back catalogue, you can try out Premium free for 7 days by following the link in the episode notes. Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. As always, I'm your host, Thomas. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's story was written by Nicole, and I'll be reading it to you. We'll be joining Kristen as she soaks in a geothermal spa and reflects on her inspiring vacation in Iceland. Having visited myself a few years ago, I know that Iceland is a country full of truly beautiful and mesmerizing places, and I'd recommend a visit to anyone. Though the spa in our story tonight has many resemblances to real locations you can visit, the name of our one is fictionalized, which I thought was important for you to know, in case you get confused Googling it tomorrow. Before our story, I just wanted to say that if you're enjoying the show and you feel inclined to help spread the word about it, it would mean such a lot to me and to the rest of the team if you could leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It's so special to read comments from you wonderful listeners, explaining how the podcast has helped you to sleep better. So a big thank you to everyone who's left a review already. And if you haven't yet, you can find a link to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts in the show notes. We'd really appreciate it, as it helps other people to find us and to enjoy a better night's sleep for themselves. Thanks again, everyone. Now, take a moment to make yourself comfortable in bed. Adjust your blankets and pillows just how you like them, and allow your body to settle in as you find stillness. Take a couple of intentional breaths, filling up as you inhale and releasing slowly as you exhale. Notice how your belly, ribs, and chest expand, rising on your in-breath, and then receding gently as you breathe out. While you continue to breathe, think about things that help you feel relaxed. Maybe it's being outside in nature, feeling the sunshine on your skin, and smelling the scent of tree bark and damp earth. Or perhaps it's a warm bath in the evening, which helps you to wind down from your day. Whatever it is, allow your body to remember what it feels like to be in a state of relaxation. Feel the warmth or the grounding or whatever sensation your version of relaxation offers you. Allow this deep sense of calm to move through your body. Now, we're ready to begin tonight's story. Let's join Kristen as she relaxes in Iceland. Kristen has just spent the last 2 weeks traveling around Iceland by herself. This trip has been a soothing balm for her soul, and just what she was hoping for. Before planning this trip, Kristen had been working a lot and not taking enough downtime. As she was starting to feel burned out, a close friend sent her an email with the subject line, "Hint, hint." Inside the email was a link to Marina Bay, a geothermal spa in Iceland that was said to have healing benefits for the body and mind. As she clicked through the site, Kristen immediately started dreaming of taking a vacation and soaking in these soothing waters. A week later, her trip was booked. She really needed a break, and this seemed like the perfect way to wind down. Over the last 2 weeks, she has circled the island in a rental car, stopping to see waterfalls, glaciers, volcanoes, and other striking natural wonders. The terrain of Iceland is unique, almost extraterrestrial. It's a land of vivid contrasts, straddling the continental divide between North America and Europe. And it is abundant with geothermal activity, sparkling ice caps, and spilling lava. Iceland has famously been dubbed the land of fire and ice. The country offers a profound connection to the outdoors, to rugged, seemingly surreal landscapes, and to a deep sense of quietude and peace. Through exploring this rich and curious topography and connecting to the unique scenery, Kristen has also tapped into an inner well of stillness and calm. As she soaks in the beautiful, milky blue waters of the spa, she also savors her feelings of appreciation. She has enjoyed a deeply inspiring and healing time in Iceland, Although bathing in the azure waters of Marina Bay was the original inspiration for this trip, Kristen has saved it for the very end. The spa is just a short drive away from the main airport in Iceland. So, Kristen's plan is to spend her last day of vacation here at the spa, and then head straight to the airport. She wants to soak up every last drop of Iceland and all that it represents to her, and take the magic with her as she flies back home. One of the most profound lessons she has learned here in Iceland is the value of slowing down. What better way to honor that lesson than to spend her final day here, moving as slowly as possible? Kristen arrived at the spa just a short time ago. She was directed to store her belongings, take a shower, and then head outside to the pools. Now, as she ambles outside, the air is crisp and chilly. But she's beckoned by the steam rising off the larger pool and the distinct scent of minerals. The pool is a vibrant, creamy blue, like an opalescent sky. Kristen finds an unoccupied nook and slides into the warm, translucent waters. She immediately notices a sense of deep relaxation as the waters fold around her body. The temperature feels just like a warm bath. As the steam wafts off the pearly surface, she takes a few slow, deep breaths. Kristen welcomes in a moment of mindfulness, allowing herself to be completely engrossed in her senses. She notices the warmth and smoothness of the water, the light scent of sulfur, the crisp northern breeze, and the soothing sound of water lapping against the edges of the pool. The scene at Marina Bay is picturesque and serene. Since it's early in the day, there aren't too many other people around. Kristen can really enjoy her last hours in Iceland mindfully. The main pool is large and stretches around several curves, resembling a lagoon. There are two swim-up bars where guests can order refreshments without having to go inside. The beautiful, steamy blue waters are bordered by natural rocks and by ramps, bridges, and railings. The waters are fairly shallow, about 4 feet in depth, so it's easy to sit and soak. Marina Bay was created in the 1990s, after it was discovered that the waters running from the nearby geothermal plant had regenerative properties. It is essentially a massive geothermal seawater spa. The area is surrounded by black lava fields and mossy green knolls, making it very picturesque. Since its opening, Marina Bay has become a beloved destination for locals and tourists alike. Some people come to these alluring waters to relax. Others come for healing purposes, including those seeking relief from skin conditions and joint pain. The silica in the waters forms a soft white mud on the bottom of the pools, which bathers can rub themselves in. The salt and algae in the mud further contribute to the water's healing properties. The geothermal power produced by the neighboring plant is generated by Iceland's volcanic landscape. This, in turn, heats the water at Marina Bay, which renews itself about every 48 hours. During her time in Iceland, Kristin has been impressed by the amount of geothermal energy that the tiny island nation harnesses. According to her guidebook, about 25% of Iceland's electricity comes from geothermal sources, making it a world leader in renewable energy. She even got to visit a state-of-the-art power plant in the southern part of the island. There, she witnessed how drills extract steam from the ground near the hot springs. When released, the pent-up steam spins turbines and pumps up water, which is then piped to nearby towns. Here, innovative technologies are used to harness ancient natural resources, representing a clever merger of old and new. Iceland is a place of many contradictions, which seemingly blend together in harmony. As she recalls her time in this fascinating land of rugged ingenuity, Kristin closes her eyes and takes another deep breath. She wants to let all of her experiences from this trip integrate deep into her body. It feels important for her to remember everything, not just the wild and dramatic sceneries, but also how this place has made her feel. She scoops up a handful of silica mud and starts rubbing it on her upper body and face. It has a sandy, grainy texture, and as she applies it to her skin, she feels a gentle, exfoliating effect. She will return home, glowing in and out, she thinks to herself, as she allows the mud mask to seep into her pores. Just like this treatment is absorbing into my body, thinks Kristen, I want every lesson I've learned here to integrate too. She takes another deep breath, and she continues to contemplate everything that Iceland has taught her. Kristen has learned the value of slowing down and smelling the mineral water, and walking on the spongy, mossy earth with her bare feet, and feeling the exhilaration of hot and cold at the exact same time. She has come back into her senses and back into her body. This has allowed her to heal from the burnout she was experiencing at home. Her mind is no longer spinning and pushing through feelings of tiredness. She has now surrendered, and in doing so, she's found a much greater attunement to her own body's signals and to her own inner wisdom. Her time in Iceland has been a gift that she never could have anticipated. As she gazes around at the beautiful lava fields surrounding Marina Bay, she recalls one of her favorite memories from Iceland. A few days ago, she spent several hours traipsing around Diamond Beach. This black sand beach was covered with the debris of a crumbling glacier. Large, undulating blocks of ice were intermingled with smaller shards, peppering the black sand with frozen, sparkling chunks. From the beach, a larger ice cap was visible, which measured up to a height of 3,000 feet. As icebergs break off the glacier, they float in the surrounding lake and eventually wash up on the black sands of the beach. The icebergs that Kristen saw varied in color. Some were pearly white, and others were bright blue. Apparently, the variations were due to the air trapped inside of the ice. It created a crystalline interplay of light and space. As the larger blocks of ice remain in the glacier lake over time, they slowly melt down, becoming smaller. And ultimately, they find their way to rest on the charcoal sands. Kristen recalls how the beach itself was a beautiful contrast of light and dark, solid and liquid, as well as big and small. The composition of ice shining brilliantly, resembled a dramatic, abstract painting. And the glacier lagoon was striking in its own right, as it looked like an icy, snowy soup. The entire experience was ethereal and captivating. Time completely slowed down while Kristen savored this enchanting scene. A few hours on the beach passed in what felt like several minutes. At the spa, while Kristen reflects on these experiences, she begins to rinse the silica mud mask from her skin. As it moistens and slides off, the mud melts back into the blue waters of the pool, returning to its original source. Kristen strokes her hand over her skin and feels a silky, soft texture. In this moment, she feels deeply relaxed. She drifts onto her back, enjoying a floating session as the water suspends her. As she floats, Kristen sets an intention. She will keep this sensation of being held and feeling deeply relaxed and regenerated. And she will carry these sensations with her when she returns home. From now on, she wants to live with this feeling of deep well-being and a sense of inner alignment and attunement. Her trip to Iceland has given her a renewed sense of purpose and inspiration. And she is realizing that it's largely due to the sense of connection she now feels to her body. Before, when she was working too much, she didn't slow down enough to hear her body's signals. As a result, she started to feel symptoms of burnout and stress. Now, floating in the spectacular Marina Bay Spa, she could not feel further away from those sensations. And she wants to keep it that way. This trip has been a wake-up call for Kristen. When she goes home, she vows to live her life more sustainably and mindfully, and to take care of herself. As she floats blissfully on her back, Kristen recalls yet another highlight from her trip. A few days ago, she visited a wool farm where she was hosted by a lovely family of farmers. They served her skyr, a thick, creamy dairy product that tasted like a cross between yogurt and cottage cheese. She ate it with tart berry jam, as well as homemade rye bread and home-churned butter. Kristin also got to meet their herd of Icelandic horses, which resembled rugged ponies. Icelandic horses are smaller in size and are known for being hardy and long-lived. They have thick manes and resilient winter coats, so they can withstand the cold temperatures of Iceland. During Kristin's visit, the horses were very curious and friendly, and they allowed her to take several photos with them so she could remember them. There were also a variety of sheep breeds, each famous for producing high-quality wool. While the farm had several different flocks, they were particularly proud of their Icelandic sheep, which have been raised in the country for over 1,000 years. They are medium-sized, with curved horns, and are highly prized for their robust woolen fibre. The bulky yarns produced by this breed are popular worldwide, as they are easy to felt, and the natural colours are highly prized. In addition, the pelts of the Icelandic sheep are soft and fur-like, so they are flexible and easy to work with. Of course, the farm also had a pack of sheepdogs who were trained to herd the sheep and work on the farm. It was such a lovely and idyllic place, a vast change from the busy city life that Kristin was accustomed to back home. One of the farm owners, Freya, brought Kristin into her weaving room and told her to pick out any jumper she liked as her gift. Kristin found a beautiful crewneck sweater. It was a vibrant ultramarine, and the geometric pattern had shades of tangerine orange, white, and brown. It was clearly made with a lot of love and skill by Freya herself. Kristin felt very grateful for Freya's generosity, and she knew that this was a gift she would keep forever. Each time she wore this sweater, she would remember the time she spent in Iceland and the kind and giving people she encountered here. Holding these feelings of warmth and appreciation, Kristin splashes back to her little nook in the pool. She feels so peaceful and relaxed, soaking in all the goodness of the spa, as well as the inspiration from her entire trip. She still has another hour or so before she needs to start heading towards the airport. It's as if time has completely slowed down. Kristin feels like she doesn't need to do anything at all. she can deeply enjoy the present moment in all its fullness. It's very satisfying. She looks down at the creamy blue water and the steam puffing off its surface, evaporating into the crisp air. Engrossed in each tiny detail as it unfolds, she reflects on the elements. From fire to water, then to steam, to air and ice. This is a land of contradictions and integrations, blending together in harmony. Kristen feels at one with the land and the elements, the smells and sights, and the sounds and textures. She thinks of the dramatic skies and mountains, the ice caps, lava melts, mineral baths, friendly animals, and open roads. Everything comes together to form beautiful postcards in Kristen's mind, which she will remember far beyond her time spent in Iceland.